Hello, Westchester Plumbing.
Hi, is this Pat?
Yes.
Hi, Pat. This is Stephanie with Opal Splash.
Hi, Stephanie.
How are you?
Yeah, hi. I'm good. Can you give me a second, please? Give me a second. Hold on a second.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Yes.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we were speaking yesterday about, I was wondering if, I think I'm going to go try this, okay? So, I think I'll give it a try, see what happens for one
week. Okay.
And then, okay.
Yes.
No, you quoted me a price. It was, can you do like a little better with the price or?
Let's see. I quoted you $199.
Yeah, but then you said $149, I think.
$149. Yeah. So for the local package, $149 is the best that we can do, unfortunately, because $199 is that discount has already been applied to the credit, the established business credit. So.
Yeah.
I did get my supervisor's approval for the $149, but that's the lowest we can go for the local package.
Local package, okay. That's fine. So that means that what's going to happen is somebody's going to call me later and set this up. How do we do this?
Well, I can set you up right now. All I need is about 10 minutes of your time, max.
Okay. All right.
And then we have to secure the position. So... So we can get you started. So you want to move forward with the $149 month to month, no contract, local only?
No, local, yeah, local only. That's, the radius is what on this? How far do we
go? So the radius would be about a 5 to 10 mile radius for the $149.
Okay, 5 to 10 mile, okay.
The $199 is 15 to 20 miles.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I want to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm talking to somebody else. Go ahead. I was just saying something. Go ahead.
Okay, so Pat, what is your first name? Is P-A-T or is it Patrick?
My real name is Pasquale. P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E. I don't need that. I need the flange itself. The flange itself, the steel flange. It's 3/4 inch. I need 3/4, right? Yeah.
Okay. But
no,
you go by Pat, right?
They call me Pat, yeah. I mean, everybody calls me Pat. I need a circulator flash. Sorry, excuse me. Don't mind me if I'm talking. I'm just talking to somebody else while I'm talking, okay?
Oh, not a problem. I completely understand that. Multitasking.
Yeah.
Pat, what is your last name?
For the circulator, you know? Yeah, I'm sorry, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Your last name, Pat?
Abucci, B-U-C-C-I.
And the best email address for you?
WestchesterPlumbingSolutions@gmail.com.
No, I don't have that.
Number. You don't have it?
No, I don't have it. How old is that
book? Okay.
I don't
know
the
number. It's okay. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Pat, the best contact number for clients to reach you is up in 914-438-5436?
5436, yeah. Yeah, I do have an office number, but they could text me with the one I just gave you.
Uh-huh.
The other one is just an office number, and what I do is I just transfer my, but the calls I go there just get transferred to my phone, the cell phone that I have.
Okay.
I do have an office number.
So, but you'd like to...
I have a fax number, office number.
And your cell phone is 914-438-5436?
5436, yeah.
Okay.
The office number is 231-6754, and I do have a fax number, too, if you want to put that on there.
Okay.
I mean, not that anybody uses fax anymore, but
I was going to say, I don't think that would be...
I know. I don't even know why I still have a fax. I have no clue why I still have it. I got to take it off.
That's funny.
It's like, no, but there's people out there that really, they're old, they don't know. Sometimes it does come in handy at times. It does.
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure people use faxes somewhere.
At some point,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you said, I'm looking at the notes here. You said you want to keep the website you currently have, or do you want us to create you a new one?
If you create another one, that's with the package?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, why not? Let's create a website. Why not? Let's do one, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to be the only one who has access to your account? Or do
yes.
you have... Okay.
No, I'm the only one. That's it. I'm the only one. It's only me.
So we're going to go ahead and briefly go over keywords, the services you offer.
Okay.
So we'll get you found for water heater repair, plumbing services.
Yeah, heating.
Drain cleaning.
I'm sorry, say again? For what?
Drain cleaning, water repair.
Oh, yes, drain cleaning, yes.
And you said water heater installation?
Water heater installations. I do a lot of heating calls, too. I install boilers. I do, I repair them. I repair them for boilers if there's a problem with them. Basically from A to Z as far as plumbing goes, anything that got to do with piping, I do.
Gotcha.
And I am licensed in Westchester County. You can put the license number on there, too.
I don't know if we need to do that, but we will need your, during your client interview, they'll probably ask for your, for that information. But are you insured as well?
Of course. I have no choice. I have to be insured. I need all the qualifications. I need to have insurance, everything else. So.
That's a requirement, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, I'm a legit businessman.
All right.
All on paper. And I'm surely paying for it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm surely paying for it. That's for sure.
And, okay, so we're going to go over service areas that you would like to target. So, obviously, we're going to get you found in Ardsley.
Yeah.
What other cities within a 5 to 10 mile radius would you like to be found?
Well, the cities around where my area, where my office is, would be, Dobbs Ferry, of course, Ardsley, Scarsdale, Greenberg.
You said Scarsdale?
Terrytown. Scarsdale. Scarsdale.
S-C-A-R-S-D-A-L-E. Okay. So far I have... Ardsley, Scarsdale, and what else?
East Chester.
Okay.
Dobbs Ferry.
How do you spell that?
Dobbs Ferry? D-O-B-B-S-S-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. D-O, I'm not finding it, D-O. Okay, perfect. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for your client interview. It'll be about a 30-minute interview with the technician, and we'll schedule it in a time that works best for you. Now,
the
sooner the better. Because we want to move forward with purchasing your domain so we can get your website started. What time would you be available this afternoon by chance?
After 5, so is that possible?
After 5?
Yeah.
Yes, we could do after 5. Does 2 o'clock, I'm sorry, does 5 o'clock work for you?
Yeah, it does. That's good for you. 5 o'clock is enough. Now, what's this about? What do you mean, interview? When you say interview, what do you mean? With who? With the purchase, what the domain for the, for the website, you're saying?
Yes, so what you'll be doing is you'll be meeting, you'll have a phone interview with the technician. They're just essentially going to be crossing their T's, dotting their I's, going over content for your website, and then making sure everything that I have written down, put down here is accurate.
Right, okay.
Because you want to make sure you have all accurate information on Google. So.
Okay.
And then they'll, you know, they'll answer any further questions you may have as well.
Okay, Stephanie, you were talking about those towns that I just gave you. I mean,
yes.
You go by a 5 to 10 mile radius, no matter what. Doesn't matter if I, because there's more towns that I want to be in. So, those are not just, I'm in Westchester County. So, I am licensed in Westchester County. So, the 10 mile radius would be from my office all the way around the 10 miles of my radio, of my where I am, right? My office. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so when you mentioned to me, can you name some of the towns? There's Terrytown, there's other towns, there's Irvington around me that I haven't mentioned to you. That's what I'm trying to say. Do we need to put that into or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So let me give you more because I don't know. That's why I'm asking. So isn't there when you say there's a 5 to 10 mile radius? Doesn't that automatically go on there and then exactly go to those areas?
It does, but we always like to give you the option to choose what cities would be most profitable for you. Because some cities may not be profitable, so you may not want to be found in certain areas. Maybe you don't want to provide service, you know?
Well, so you're telling me that if I don't mention the town, it won't go in there. It's not going to go in there, so... I'd rather you have it. Yeah, okay.
I mean, we do, our technicians obviously will, so they'll have you found.
So that's what I'm asking. If you say a 10-mile radius, it automatically goes to those towns. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather do all those, that 10-mile radius where my office is what I want. That's all I want. I don't need anything else around that after that, because that's what I'm saying. 5 to 10 mile radius is fine from where I am right now. So it will be, there's a lot more towns, because like I said, there's a lot of small towns in my area.
Right.
And it's a really small community where you have Irvington, all these little towns that are in there that I would like to serve.
Well, let's just name them off and I'll just have them on here. Just so we have it.
Okay. All right. No problem. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with Irvington. Irvington, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we got, did we mention Hastings and Hudson?
What is it?
Hastings on Hudson.
Hastings on Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Yonkers.
How do you spell that?
Yonkers.
Okay.
Let me see. We have Yonkers. Bronxville.
Okay.
Tuckahoe.
How do you spell that?
T-U-C-K. Tuck. That's a good question.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's I'm not sure. It's Tuckahoe. It's
T-U-C-K-A-H-O-E.
There you go. It's on, yeah. That's all right. Yeah.
And then, there's a Bronxville?
Yes. Yeah, I think, did I say Bronxville?
I didn't know that was a city in New York. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's in Westchester, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in Westchester County. So, I'm in, right above New York with Bronxville.
Interesting city names.
Tuckahoe. Yeah, no, but you know something? If you go by the street and you blink your eyes, you miss it. Okay?
Oh.
That's how small they are. That's how small these towns are. No, really. But there's a lot of people that have private houses, and they're wealthy. They're not wealthy, but they're better off, put it that way. They have nice houses and nice cars, and they have money, put it that way.
Gotcha.
These towns are very, they're very, there's people that come up here because it's very quiet and everybody's like in a tight community. You know, each town has its own police station, its own fire station. It's a small town. These are small, like, town villages, and they're all around here. Anyway, so we were saying now, I was going towards the east side of Westchester is, then we have, going up the line, we got, I said Eastchester to you, right? New
yes.
Rochelle?
Uh-huh.
I said Eastchester, about New Rochelle. No, I didn't say that.
Nope.
New Rochelle.
Okay.
Okay, then did I say Tarrytown? Yes, I think I did.
Tarrytown?
Yeah, Tarrytown. Tarrytown. Okay, you got that?
Yep.
And Sleepy Hollow, the Headless Horseman. you heard the tale of the Headless Horseman. Yeah, that's really the town that where the story came from, actually.
Really? Wow.
Yes, if you read the book Sleepy Hollow or the Headless Horseman.
Uh-huh. I've never read it.
That's the town where he's from. Yeah, so we're around Halloween now. They have crazy stuff around here, but around Halloween comes around.
Oh wow!
You know, oh yeah. This is the famous town. Yep, Sleepy Hollow, which is right next to Tarrytown. That's North Tarrytown actually. So they call it Sleepy Hollow. And what else we have up here? Greenberg I mentioned. Basically, that's south of across Westchester.
Some small towns.
Oh yeah, no, they are. They're very small, but like I said, very tight, small communities. But they're very wealthy people living here. And as you go north, it gets more spread out, where people are more like you have more land. They're more, you know, they have horses, and you know, it gets more where they have, you know, it's like 3-4 acres apart, house, maybe more.
Oh wow!
You know, it's like, yeah, and they have private houses and their barns and where they keep all the cows. Some farms they have up here too, and horses where they ride the horses.
Wow, really? Is it like down? Is it close to downtown New York, or no? Not really.
It's very close. And that's why it's so popular, because it's like a half hour away from New York City. Not that far.
My husband's from Queens. I've never been to New York, but my husband's from Queens.
Yeah. So where am I calling? Where are you from?
California.
Well, you guys are way out there, huh?
Yeah.
What part of California?
Orange County.
Orange County?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Orange County here, too, but it's right across the water, the Hudson.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure there's Orange County in every state in the United States. I'm pretty sure there is.
Right?
Anyway,
I feel like there is.
Yeah. No, there is. It's just a different state. They don't know, you know, they just name it, you know, it's a different state, so it's a different, you know, it's all different zip code, you know, so you could name the same city, the same town, as long as it's different zip codes. Okay,
right.
So back up. Yeah. Okay, so now, let me see. I know I'm missing a few, but like I said, as long as you have those 5 to 10 mile radiuses,
yes.
I'm good with that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with that. I mean, if there's any more towns I could think of, I could talk to the guy that's going to, I'm going to talk later, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 5 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock, yeah.
Between 5 and 6, expect a call.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is go over billing.
Okay.
Are you using a business card to secure the listing, or is it a personal card?
Yeah, debit card. Yeah, debit card towards the business, okay?
Is there a middle initial?
It's hold on a second. Let me just find it over.
Actually,
there.
Yeah, and I'm going to, if it has your full name on it, I need you to spell that out again.
It does have my full name on it. And it has also has Westchester Plumbing Solutions.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there
it says Pasquale Bucci. Let me just pull that. Hold on a second. I just got this card. I want to make sure. I got Pasquale Bucci. I mean, I had it for a while, but they gave me a new card. So it says Pasquale Bucci and Westchester Plumbing Solutions, Inc.
No okay. middle initial.
No middle initial, no.
Okay, how do you spell your first name again?
P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E.
P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E.
Yes.
Pasquale.
Pasquale, yeah.
Okay. And Westchester Westchester Plumbing and Heating Solutions on the card?
No, it's Westchester. It's Westchester. Actually, it's Westchester Plumbing Solutions. There is no heating on that.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just put that on there because I told them to put it because I do heating. I just want to advertise that. I would like to do that, I think, when I
right.
advertise, if you guys are going to advertise for me because, you know, if the heating, they'll see that I could do that too. So they'll call me. And let me see. It also says Inc. After Westchester Plumbing Solutions. Inc. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And
the address associated with the card, Pat, is that the 597 Sawmill River Road?
Yes. Ogden, New York, 10502. 597, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for those numbers when you are. Wait,
okay,
hold on,
ready?
Actually. No, just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, 4563-3100-3635-1793.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 4563-3100-3635-1793.
You got it.
And then the expiration month and year?
0526.
And the three digits on the back?
057.
Okay. So we're locking you in today for the local only package. $149 month to month, no contract. Now, if you ever want to, let's say, you know, once you see how well this is working for you, let's say you kind of want to get found in a larger radius, or you want to get found in the Google Ads as well. You can always upgrade your package to include the Google Ads, which I highly recommend down the line, only because it's going to get you found in a larger radius, and you'll show up twice on Google.
What do you mean, Google Ads? What's Google Ads?
So the Google Ads are the ads that pop up on the very top of the page when you do searches on Google. It'll say the word ad next to it. It's actually above the map section. So we can get you in the Google Ads, and you'll show up on the ad section and the map. So people will see your company twice.
So, yeah, why don't you just put that in there? Come on, Stephanie. I mean, I'm paying enough money over here. Hopefully now. Why don't you just include that in? Listen, I'll try it out. I want to try it out and see what happens first. Because I don't even know. You're saying it's going to make me, give me a lot more customers, you're saying? Is that really going to work, you think? I mean, from your experience, I mean, I'm talking to you like a businessman. Like, is it really going to give me a lot of business where it's going to give me a lot of people calling me, you think?
Absolutely. The local map section is going to be well for you. You know, it's going to work well for you as well. But the Google Ads is just going to get you that much more exposure because you'll be listed in the ad section as well. You'll be listed twice.
So why don't you include that in there? Can you do that?
I can't include it in the package, but I'll for the Google Ads, it would be $249 instead of $149.
Oh, come on.
But it would be well worth the investment.
Now it's no more $199. Now we're going to $249 now. Jesus Christ. Another
Well, no, and I'm not pressuring you or anything like that. I just wanted to let you know, Pat, for your, later on down the line, if that's something that you want to include, you always have that option.
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to present it to you.
All right. So that's going to be another, you're saying $249. But I thought you said it was $199. You were including everything for me already.
Okay. We're getting you in today for $149 month to month, no contract. That's the best deal you're going to get anywhere. Okay. For the local map section, 5 to 10 mile radius. Now, if you want to include the Google Ads, we can get you in for $100 more. That'll get you in the Google Ads. So your total instead of $149 would be $249.
Okay.
And you'd have the Google Ads, and you would be in the local map section. So you would show up twice on Google.
Okay.
I presented it to you earlier, the last time we spoke, but, you know, you kind of wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Stay with
the
local.
Let's just try it first. I mean, this is going to go on. If I do this now, the $149 is going to go on. It's going to go out day one. When is it going to be out? So tomorrow, the next day, or as soon as I talk to the technician, right?
As far as when you'll show up on that first page?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me break that down for you, okay? Now, the timeline breakdown, okay? It takes a little bit longer to get you in that map section. The Google Ads, we can get you up there in 2 weeks, okay? But as far as the local map section goes, it does take 30 to 45 days. So...
Yeah.
But that's a lot quicker than most companies would get you up there. Because we're a premier Google partner, we can get you up there quicker. Most companies, it takes about 2 to 3 months to get you in that map section. But, you know, we're also going to list you in 60 directories like Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages. You'll be up there in a week. Your website will be created in a week. Okay?
Okay. So you're saying if I go into Google Ads, if I get the Google Ads now, I'll do it quicker?
2 weeks, yep.
It'll be in 2 weeks, you're saying, so?
Yes.
So in other words, you're talking me into getting this Google Ads because you want to get it quicker to get in there now.
Well, and that's another benefit of the Google Ads is you see results a lot quicker as well.
All right. Okay, come on, let's do it. All right, $249, right?
Yes, $249.
Okay. Okay, so in 2 weeks, I'm going to be seeing these things in Google Ads, in Google everywhere. It's going to be up a lot faster, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now, let me ask you something. How do I, when I get billed for this, is it automatically going to come out of my account every month?
Yes, so you will be billed every month on the 22nd day.
Okay, so now if I want to cancel, who do I call him? Do I have a number I call to? I can do it online. Is it easy to do? It's not a problem, right?
If you ever want to cancel, all we ask is that you give us a call at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Three business days before your next billing is due. Okay, so the billing is going to be due when? Today?
So today will be your first month payment of $249, and then every month after, on the 22nd day, it will be $249.
Okay.
Okay. So let me fix this here for you.
Okay.
And let's see. Okay. Now, you have access to your email, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So once I process payment, your invoice will be sent to you in a text message as well as your email.
Right.
Okay.
What's your supplement solution? That's email. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So all I would need you to do once you receive it after I process payment, open up the invoice and... There's a little link that says click here. You click on that, it'll take you straight to your terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need you to sign your name. You just type in your name in the box in the terms and conditions. So I'm actually having my supervisor fix this for me because I want to fix the... Oh, perfect. Okay. Let's see...
So this is going to come on. As soon as you make payments, you're going to email me the invoice, everything else. And you're going to send it to me now, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I could do it on my phone then.
Yes.
On my text,
uh-huh.
too, I could do it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. We're all set. Anything else?
Okay, so the card did not go through. Let me make sure I have everything accurate.
Good.
Okay. So it's PASQUALE, last name Bucci, BUCCI, Westchester
yep.
Plumbing Solutions, Inc.
Right.
Business phone 914-231-6754. Address?
That's
597 Sawmill River Road, Ardsley, New York, 10502. It's a Visa. Let me go ahead and try the numbers one more time, if you don't mind repeating it.
Good. It's 4563-3100-3635-1793.
That's 4563-3100-3635-1793.
Yep, you got it.
And that's May... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, May 2026.
I'm sorry, what's that? What are you talking about? You're talking about
expiration month and year.
Yeah, it's, 04-2026, yeah.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
It's April, March, April.
I got the month wrong.
That's 04.
I got the month wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, 0426, that's right, yeah. And you got 057, right, in the back?
Yes.
Two numbers?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, try that.
Yes, okay, perfect. So, you should receive your invoice any minute now. I'm also going to send you a couple of emails as well. Well, let's do this first.
Okay.
Let's get you to sign the TNC first, and then I'll send those emails because I want to explain them to you.
I think I just got something.
Okay.
Yeah, that must be yours. You want me to sign this now?
Yes. So click on the where it says click here. It'll take you to your terms and conditions, and then on the very bottom, it'll have an option for you to sign your name.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I got you on speakerphone. Okay, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please, it says Local Splash, that's you, right? Welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us. What the hell is this here? Hold on. Then it says, should I go on the support Local Splash? LocalSplash.com?
Wait, what?
I just got a text from you, right?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
It says your invoice, right?
No, it doesn't say invoice, no. It just says, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us. Got the number, the date and time and PSD or email. Then it's got your support at localsplash.com, and that's it. So let me see. You want me to check my email?
Yes, if you can. I don't know why it wouldn't have the attachment there.
Hold on, Stephanie, because I'm on the phone, so I don't know if I can do this now. Hold on.
You can just put me on speaker.
I'm sorry?
He.
Say again?
You can put it on speaker.
Yeah, I know. I have no speaker. I know. Just hold on. Check on my Gmail. Okay, I think I have you. Yeah, welcome to Local Splash. Yeah, hold on. Okay, so what do you want me to, what are you signing over here? I'm trying to look at, I'm looking at this right now.
So, you got the invoice, right?
It says just access your dashboard and schedule appointment, live chat. It doesn't say nothing about the invoice here. Hold on.
Let me just resend it. Hold on.
It says you will receive your login credentials within 7 days. Make sure to check your email. Doesn't say nothing about conditions, terms and conditions, anything about that. Just sign anything.
There's a little blue thing for you to click on.
Oh, it says access your dashboard. You want me to go to the dashboard?
Nope. I'm sorry about that. Let me resend it to you.
Okay. There is two of them. Hold on. You did send two of them. Hold on a second. Let me book the other one.
Okay.
Okay, I see the invoice now.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the other one you sent me. I see the other one now. Okay, it says $249. I was charged. Okay. Where do I sign over here, Stephanie?
So if you scroll down towards the bottom, it'll have a box for you to sign your name. It'll show your name, and then you just click on the box and type in your name just as it shows.
Yeah, you're saying underneath my invoice. I'm looking at my invoice right now. There's supposed to be something on, because I can't really see the thing. It's too small on this phone. I'm looking at it right now. All right, so it's a place to sign, you said, right? On the bottom of my invoice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't see nothing.
Let me see here.
It says it's been approved, so. You sent me something else?
Did you sign your name in the box?
There's nothing in the box. There's no box here. That's what I'm explaining to you. There's no box here. There's anything. That's right. It says Local Splash. I got the invoice.
So if you got the invoice, okay?
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
invoice, there's a link that says click here.
There's nothing here that says click here.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. There's nothing here to click. Nope, nothing. Nope, nothing. There's nothing here that says click here. Nothing.
I'm going to try to send it you one more time via text. See if...
Did you send it already?
Yeah, I just sent it right now.
Okay. There's nothing that says here, click here. Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Wait. Okay, I got you. I'm sorry. It was all the way on top. Okay.
Oh, it was on the top, not the bottom?
Yeah, it was on the top. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was looking at the bottom. Let me look at the top for you. Okay, I got you. Right. It goes back to Google. Okay. My little fast service and here. Oh, my God. So much freaking motion. It's like, this is like Manhattan over here now. People are moving up here. It's like getting like Manhattan over here. I'm telling you. It's like you're getting so populated up here now. Oh, my God. You hear all the noise out there?
Yep.
Yeah, and this is not even Yonkers. Yonkers is the most biggest city over here. I'm in 18th and Hudson. It's a small city.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, it's a small town. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, there's so much going on over here now. Okay, I got a sign. Okay. Confirm signature. So, okay, your name, Pasquale Bucci. Okay, sign here.
Did you hit confirm signature?
I got it. Hold on. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Got it?
Well, what came up on your screen after you signed it?
I Pasquale Bucci, then I said, Stephanie, okay, client dashboard. Okay, yeah, something came up over here saying that it had been accepted, I guess. Okay?
Okay, Stephanie. So what should have popped up is a username and password.
Okay.
As soon as you hit confirm signature, what should pop up on your screen is a login for a username and password. That didn't pop up?
Nope.
Well, that's strange. But you did hit confirm signature?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not worry about that. They'll provide that to you anyway during your client interview at 5:00. The username and password, Pat, that is for your customized tracking and reporting system.
I'm sorry, there was a truck that just came by. Can you say it again, Stephanie, please?
So you're going to have, they're going to provide you with a username and password that will be for your customized tracking and reporting system.
Okay.
Now,
so I can track of what's going on.
Exactly.
It's
super easy to use. You can track your keywords, the clicks you receive, the location the search was performed, and you can track how many calls you receive from new clients. So, and I sent you an email that kind of goes over that for you, and it shows you how it looks and everything like that.
It says Stephanie Sapp, client dashboards, it's advanced online reporting for your patch, for your business. You this email in your browser, new advanced. Maybe that could be it. Did you send me? Because I got a
fantasy. Yeah, I just sent you that email.
Okay, so that's not the one you were talking about, right? Where I got the password maybe on you? Oh, could it be?
No, that's the same thing that I'm talking about. But what I was just saying is that you should have received should have popped up on your screen was a username and password, which that's strange that it didn't.
I'm on my phone, so it's a little complicated. I don't use this to really do any kind of work on it. I really have a computer at the house, and I take that with me sometimes when I need to do anything with it, you know. I don't use it too much. I am familiar with it, but I don't mess around with this too much because I just
need
glasses.
No worries.
So, I mean, it'll be a problem, right? So later on when they call me, they'll give me the password and all that.
Yes.
Anyway,
Yes, so they'll provide you with the username and password, and then, what was I saying? Okay, so the second email I sent you is labeled client dashboard and analytics. I'm sorry, It's labeled Google Advertising, okay? And essentially what it has is everything that we discussed that's included in the package, it's in writing for you. So you have that, okay?
I got something, you know, I got it on Outlook, too. Why did I get it on Outlook? I don't know why Outlook is freaking... No, sometimes these computers, okay, I got client dashboard and now analytics, yeah. New advanced online reporting for your business?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that now? Is that where the password is, baby?
No. Like I said, so they'll provide that to you during your client interview.
Okay, no problem. So,
okay. Now, I sent you, yes, a couple more things. So I'm sending you a couple email, I'm sending you a couple text messages here.
Okay.
The first one is my direct contact number. I believe you already have that, but I'm sending it again. If for whatever reason, if you're unable to reach your account management team, you can always reach me, but you should never run into that problem. They're really good. And I'm also sending you a 5-minute YouTube video. It's about, it just explains our program.
Okay.
Okay. So I sent those over. Yep. Now, the last thing we need to do before we part ways, okay, because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised, I need to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. Now, if there's something that you don't understand, feel free to interrupt me and I can clarify it for you, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want me to say the name of the business now?
Yes.
Westchester Plumbing Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Pasquale Bucci. I'm the president of Westchester Plumbing Solutions.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 22nd, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay, so I would like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, congratulate you, Pat, for joining the team, and we're super excited to have you on board. Our hopes, we're actually very confident that you're going to stick with us for a long time. This is a long-term solution for you. Just remember that.
Okay.
Thank now, you. Let's see
Hope
here.
It works out.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do... Okay, so you were not able to sign the terms and conditions. So I'll put a note on that here. It's very strange,
it.
But it's okay. Well,
yeah, I did sign.
Well, I'll put that you signed it, but I just think it's weird that that did not pop up. But that's okay. We'll get to the bottom of it. They'll verify it during your, the technician will verify that for you. But other than that, I mean, did you have any questions for me at this point, Pat?
I'm going to have a lot of questions soon. I'll probably be calling you soon. I don't know when, but at some point I will. I mean, I have your extension. I have a way to reach you. As long as I have somewhere to get in touch with you and talk to you, if I have anything else I need to do, or you know, if it works out or if it doesn't work out, you know, because I really don't want to
work out.
All this, I hope I get some calls in. You said in 2 weeks it's going to happen.
Two weeks. You'll be in the Google Ads. So you'll start seeing results. Yes.
Yes. But everything else is going to, like you guys are going to put me into all the other listings and everything else, all the search engines and all that, right? That's going to happen, right?
Yes. So we're getting in one week, Pat, you're going to be on Bing. You're going to be on 60 of them. Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Facebook, Yellow Pages, BBB.org. There's 60 of them. So that's really going to help you with your online presence. It's going to increase your presence online.
Okay.
You're also going to have your website in 1 week, and then in 2 weeks, you'll be in the Google Ads. 30 to 45 days, you'll be in the map section.
30, okay, so you're talking another month. So I'm paying for this right now just to get started. I'm paying as I go. You guys are doing all the work and get everything started on Google Ads. Will I be in Google in 1 week? I mean, I'm already in Google anyway. What I'm saying is, am I going to pop up instantly where it's going to put me on top with the keywords and I'm going to pop up first? Or is that how this works as far as, you know, when somebody looks at me or looks for somebody?
Yes. So how it's going to work is the Google Ads is on the top of the page. The Google Ads is above the map section. So you will pop up on the top of the page in the Google Ads, and then you'll also show up in the map, on the first page in the map.
Okay. All right, we'll see what happens. I'll put it out. Okay, that's it, I guess, right? We're done?
Yes, that's it. Just keep a lookout for that 877 number between 5 and 6 today.
877 between 5 and 6, okay.
It's the same number that you contacted us.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. I'll be talking to you soon, I guess, all right?
Absolutely. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Pat. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.